Welcome to the Journey of Wholeness podcast. We are a group of passionate individuals who are coaches and mentors here to help inspire, guide, and support you on your journey of wholeness. We know that the journey of wholeness is a lifelong pursuit, and we are thrilled to join you in your journey. We are passionate about sharing our life lessons, wisdom, and knowledge to help you to transform your life. We focus on teaching principles of truth, supporting you in applying those truths, and helping you to live a life full of joy.
Welcome, friends, to this episode of our podcast series. I wanted to spend a few minutes with you today and share with you the story of where the journey of wholeness comes from, where it began, how it emerged, and some other fun details along the way. So if you don't know who I am, my name is Jackie Alderete, and I am really excited and very happy to be with you today. I really hope and pray that this information and content will be uplifting to you and that it will support you along your journey wherever you find yourself right now. So if this is the first time that you're hearing of the journey of wholeness, then you are in a good place. That's why I am recording this message for you today, this audio, so that you can hear the story of where this came from. So the story begins with me as just me by myself. There will be other characters and other people in a part of the story as we progress along, but the story begins with me several years back at this point. At the time of this recording, it was probably all starting like somewhere between six, seven, 8 years ago. I had gone through a training to teach me a specific modality to help other people, and loved the training that I went through. It took about 9 months to get through the whole course and came out with a certification on the other side to allow me to work with people to help them to find mental, emotional, physical, spiritual healing in their bodies. And so I began working with clients, and if I'm being real, like my desire to help people just got absolutely magnified as a result of going through this 9 month certification training process. The people that I had met were life changing. Like the concepts and the ideas that I was exposed to were absolutely transformational. And I didn't even know that that's what I needed or wanted in my life, but I kind of stumbled into, actually, if I'm being real, like the real story of it is, God absolutely opened up the doors and the pathway and basically said, put a big old neon light arrow pointing this direction, saying, go down this path. And I did, required some faith, and I leaped in with both feet, and I'm so glad that I did. My life has never been the same. So as a result of being exposed to some really powerful principles and concepts, my life, feeling like it got flipped around in a positive way in 180 degree different direction. I started going down this path, and I opened myself up to universal principles and laws and manifestation and abundance and a whole bunch of things I didn't even know existed previously. And so I started attending different events online as well as in person. Started getting into the world of personal development. I remember probably about 6 years ago, 6 to 7 years ago at this point in my life, I had gone to a live event with somebody in my local area that did live events on a regular basis. And at the live 3-day weekend event, I remember it was all about learning how to be a mentor and how to influence other people's lives. And I was captivated by the concept of being a mentor in somebody else's life. And I didn't sign up for anything because they always have things to offer to you in these events. So I didn't end up signing up for anything at this event, but probably about a month later, I actually was going to another event that was multiple hours away from my home. It was actually a whole plane ride away. So 12 hours of driving, or, you know, an hour and a half of a plane ride. So I flew out to this other event and also had an incredibly transformational experience. And they also had a program to offer. And I decided to jump in with both feet with that one. And it was not a cheap process. It was a lot of money, very expensive. And but it was also very incredibly transformational. And it did teach me how to become a life coach. And I loved that. For many years, I didn't understand the difference between a mentor versus a life coach, because different people in different training places used different language around mentors versus life coaches, and I didn't understand the difference for many years. I do now understand the difference. And then I also got really confused for a long time around the difference between life coaches and therapists, because it seemed like they were all kind of doing the same work. So I've gotten clarity about those differences as well, but it took me quite a while. And so anyway, so I joined this training program and really loved it. It was quite transformational and impactful in my own world. I started training and teaching other people the content and the information, and loved all of that. So that began my journey into not only personal development, but becoming a mentor / life coach, whatever you want to call it. That, like I said, that was the beginning. And there were many, many things along the road that were a part of my journey. Some were big, some were little, but I got very, very, very involved for many years in personal development work, because everyone that I was surrounded by kept touting this message of, like, if you're going to be a coach, if you're going to be a mentor, you have to do your own personal development work. You have to do mindset work. You have to change your thinking. You have to change your paradigms, which was a really powerful thing to work through. I have since changed my story. I don't preach that story myself, because I don't believe that. I believe there's power in personal development, but anyway, this is a story for another day that I won't get into fully at this moment in time, but so I guess that's a little bit of a cliffhanger for you. We'll come back and do another story about where I land with the world of personal development and some of the things that didn't ever settle right with me and my heart and my soul. And we'll talk about that in another time, because this is for the whole story. So I loved working with people and clients, and really kind of struggled for years with, like, the business side of things. So I decided that I needed to hire business coach after business coach after business coach, and none of these business coaches were cheap, like $10,000 here, another $10,000 there, another $10,000 there. My husband and I at one point looked at roughly how much I had spent and invested in different trainings and coaches and things to help me to get my business off the ground. And we're not exactly sure the exact number, but it's somewhere around $60,000, which I know other people have spent way more than that. So, but not a small amount of money considering where we were at financially. And needless to say, I honestly just got caught up in so much, so many things that were out of alignment with my heart and my soul. I wasn't honoring myself. I wasn't honoring my levels of health. I wasn't honoring what my heart honestly was asking me to do. I was doing things all by myself. I felt incredibly lonely, even though this was something I was passionate about. I knew this was my mission to love on and support and serve other people, but I just couldn't figure out how to get it sustainable and move forward with things. So that takes us up to about a year and a half ago, and I just kept having this really intense feeling that would emerge every once in a while from my heart space that would tell me, you're supposed to be working with other people. And every time I would listen to that, I would get so scared because it was so unconventional. It was the opposite of what everyone around me was telling me that I should be doing. And I just kept shoving it under the rug. You know, it was scary. I didn't want to look at that. It kept coming and it kept coming and it kept coming. And so I eventually sat and looked at that and why it was showing up. I'm so grateful that I did, because decided to kind of pivot and shift my focus and start learning how to undo some of the programming that I had been exposed to, in terms of like, you just have to push and keep going, and like, you have to keep doing this by yourself. And anyway, and so I started collaborating with a friend of mine, and she and I started working together, just bouncing ideas off of each other, and it emerged and evolved. And eventually another friend strongly came into my mind of, oh, I think we need to invite her into this as well. And so I did that as well. I reached out to her and I said, hey, would you be interested in participating in this, you know, this creation of what we're working towards? And she jumped in with 2 feet and she's like, absolutely, this is part of my life mission as well. And that was really cool to have allies. And considering I'd felt so alone before. So the three of us started working together, and we would meet on a regular basis. And the first order of business is we kind of had to start organizing our thoughts and figuring out what it was that we were wanting to help people with, because between the three of us, we had a lot of beautiful ideas and not a lot of very targeted, focused direction. We're all very smart and intelligent people, and it was quite a process. It was about three to four months of us chatting and talking and counseling together to decide upon one focus and one focus only, and what is like the main thing that we are helping people with as we want to show up and in the space of transformational work and coaching and mentoring and educating and empowering other people. And so that is where the title, The Journey of Wholeness, was born. And it was very specific because we wanted to include wholeness. We kept coming back to the word wholeness over and over and over again. And if I'm being honest, we all knew that we wanted to be helping to support people in their wholeness. But we as humans still wrestle, even to this day, the day of this recording, we are still wrestling with defining wholeness. There's a simple way of defining it, and then there's a really complex way of defining it. And sometimes that's a difficult thing to describe to other people because it's such a spiritual experience for people, and it's kind of hard to put into words. So we definitely wanted to include wholeness into our concept and our definitions and the concepts that we're teaching people. But we definitely, as we considered the whole entire phrase of this, the word journey became very important, because as we were discussing different ideas, we kept noticing that, this concept that we had all been on a journey, the three of us individually in our lives, and other people that we work with, that we see, that we watch, that we help support, are also on journeys. And that it's not just a one-time deal that you work towards growth and progression and healing and wholeness, right? It is a journey, and there's many steps along the way. So we were very intentional about coming up with the language of the journey of wholeness. And to us, wholeness represents the truth of who you really are, beyond our experience here on planet Earth. It's bringing us back to a space of remembering our truth, remembering our wholeness, the fact that you are whole and complete, that your self-worth, that your value was established before you came to this life, and that nothing that you do will ever change that. It's learning about how to get in harmony with both faculties in your mind as well as in your heart and soul. There's so many components to what wholeness represents, but for all intents and purposes, it is coming back into a space of remembering who you truly are and living from that empowered space. So since we came up with that language, we have been working for many months to facilitate concepts and organize information and trainings and mentoring programs, and to help and support any and all people who find themselves on a journey of spiritual growth, of self-discovery, of transformation, of healing, anything along those lines. We are here to help support you, and we would love to share more information with you about our upcoming events and other ways that we can support you. So that is kind of our story in a nutshell. We will be growing and adding more people to our team as things evolve and grow. And it's been a really beautiful journey to figure out how to do this thing, this, I put air quotes around thing, that I had started many years ago. I was taught one model, and after learning how to implement a lot of the powerful, truthful principles that we teach people, I started learning how to listen to my heart and how to honor it, how to overcome my own fears, how to accept the support that was all around me, how to open myself up to that, and how to, a part of my own personal growth has been just learning how to grow in my own personal levels of leadership. Leadership with myself and leadership with a team of people that that we're striving to work together in harmony and collaboration and unity to be able to uplift as many lives as we can and touch as many lives as we can. It's been absolutely beautiful. Not to say there hasn't been challenges. There's definitely been challenges along the way, and like all things, like all growth. But honestly, those challenges have helped us to grow and to be stronger as a result. And I am grateful for that. So I'm grateful for the people that are involved in this project and are here to help. I didn't even name who they are. The original friends that I wrangled into this. My friend Amy was the first one in the story, and the second friend that I wrangled in, her name is Heather. And I'm sure you will see them or know of them or get to know them as you come and join us in our community. We love helping to support people in their own personal growth and transformation. And so if there's anything that we can do to help support you that we are not already doing, please let us know. We would be happy to support you in the ways that we can. So so I felt like that was a fun way to get to know me as well as our team. And so you know a little bit of the background, and we'll hopefully share more details as we go about our team and the growth and the progression of who we are and where we come from and what we're doing and what we're up to, our core values, a whole bunch of things like that. So I think that is it for today. So like I said at the beginning, I hope that this story was inspirational, at least uplifting, and even if this isn't like the most transformational story that you've ever heard, because maybe it isn't, but I just invite you to like think back on the story that you heard and ask yourself, is there like what in the story kind of stood out to you, right? Is there a principle that was mentioned that you thought was really neat, or something that your own inner wisdom or inner guide or your intuition is pointing you towards to help you to pay attention to, so that you can go and implement that into your own life. So that is my invitation for you for our time today. And I really am so grateful that you joined us on this episode of our podcast. So thank you so much. Have a lovely day. From our hearts to yours,
Thank you for joining us today on this episode of the Journey of Wholeness podcast. We are so grateful for you. We believe in you. If you'd love more of this great content, please consider subscribing. We'd love to support you even further by you joining our Facebook group community called The Journey of Wholeness, where we talk about principles to help empower and transform your life along your journey of wholeness. You can find out more details at thejourneyofwholeness.com.